Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
We'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000 on B96. It's Mogan and Carla Mornings. Carla, in the talking stage with somebody, yeah?
Yes, I would say that.
And there are some exciting things and then some concerning things.
I wouldn't say concerning. I would just say I'm in the talking stage now.
Okay.
I'm just surprised that we got there.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm surprised that we got there. So, you know, because this person and I... We started hanging out, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure what the vibes were going to be when we started hanging out. Like, I was like, oh, is this platonic? Is this not? Like, what's happening, right?
Okay.
And what are you hesitating
saying? Just say it.
Okay. I thought that he was batting for the other team.
Okay.
Ooh,
yes. And girl. So when he was batting for my team, I was like, wait, I was surprised. I wasn't against it because I like him, you know? Uh-huh. He's very handsome.
Okay.
But I was like, oh, I did not think that this was going to, oh, you want to kiss? All right.
Okay. That's good, right?
Yeah.
You're attracted to him.
Yes, yes.
And he's batting for the team that would...
Right.
Basically, you thought for a moment that he might be gay.
Yeah.
So we can just clear. Let's just say
we can
it.
Say it.
Right.
Okay. I give you guys permission.
Thank you, Mom. No, I really did think, because I'm going to be honest. Every time that I would come out of my room in like what I wanted to wear, he would fix it. And so people. Why are you laughing?
What do you mean he would fix what you want to wear?
If he would tell me if something wasn't matching, or if I needed more texture, or like if I
texture.
Needed, yeah, if I needed to layer, he like fixed all my accessories.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
Ahmad the Amazing is just laughing in Carla's face. So you come out wearing an outfit.
Yes.
I'll give
you an example. I walked out,
mm-hmm.
and I was wearing a brown leather tube top,
yeah.
black shorts,
cute.
And light brown boots.
Mm-hmm.
I walk out and I go, what do we think of this outfit? And he goes, And he's just kind of quiet, and I go, ooh, what don't you like about it? And he goes, I just think that the boots are too light for the contrast happening with the top.
Oh, wow. So this guy knows fashion.
And I was like, oh, okay. So, like, what do you suggest? And he was like, do you have any, lighter bottom options?
Mm.
So then I walked into my room.
He might be looking for a lighter bottom. No, I don't think a man being into fashion makes him gay. It's the way you're... saying it. Like, do you have any lighter options, Diva? I think you could.
But like, he did ask me for lighter options, and then I went into my room and I brought out two different skirts, and then he picked a skirt, and he was right. The new outfit that he chose ate down, and when we were walking around, people kept being like, oh my god, girl, I love your outfit. And then he'd look at me and be like, they love your outfit.
Okay, so if you're just joining this conversation, Carla is questioning whether this guy that she's talking to...
And listen, I'm not here to, like, point that out.
Is wondering
anybody.
If maybe he's got a little bit gay.
Yeah, a little sugar in the tank.
Is that what people say?
Yeah, sugar in the tank, yeah.
What tank? Okay. Is there anything else that might... lead you to think this, or is it just that he's so into fashion?
Oh, she's just probably like the into fashion part, and then he was just like really, really respectful, which that part isn't bad. It was just like I did not think that that's where that was gonna
go. Respectful, and he wasn't like just like take your clothes off.
Okay. And so, but yeah, the entire first part.
By the way, fellas, we got to do better. If a guy being respectful might be an indicator that he's gay.
No. That's not what I meant. Do not, if you're listening, do not think that I'm being a bad person. I'm not being a bad person.
No, I get it.
I was just, I genuinely was like, oh, you know what? I don't think that he's into me romantically in that way. Like, I don't think that he finds me attractive in that way.
You're not getting the vibe.
I wasn't. And then, you know, like, the little outfit thing happened. And I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'm, like, misread things. Mm-hmm. I truly thought that.
Okay.
But then, after the weekend ended, he was like, hey, I just want to let you know that I really like you.
Mm.
And I would like to, like, try to see where things go.
And you were surprised by this.
I was.
Okay.
Very surprised.
All right. So, Maude the Amazing, as a representative of the LGBTQ plus community.
Yes.
Can you give us your determination? Thought. Is he gay based on the evidence that you've been given?
No.
No.
I don't think so. I just think you're a baddie.
Yeah.
And you like men that look very nice. Yeah. And in order for them to do that, they have to pay attention to details of fashion.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe they're more respectful because they were raised right, maybe raised around women. So I don't think this guy's gay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Not that I was super, super worried. We were just talking about this and I was...
It's the outfit thing.
But you're not super not... It's not something that you're not questioning.
I was questioning and I... And the thing is, I don't want anyone to think that this is like a bad... I
nobody's judging you. This is a fair conversation
to
have.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's an important thing to know about somebody if you go into a relationship with them.
Because the thing is that the reason that I question this more now is because I have had multiple partners in the past where people have voiced their concern. They're like, hey, just so you know, we think that this person might be gay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, okay, well, maybe they're bi, and that's fine because they love me at this time. But yeah, so I think I was just like, oh, am I dealing with this again?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
And it's nothing wrong with that. Like, they owe it to themselves to be true to themselves.
To themselves.
But they also owe it to you to not put you through a fake relationship.
Right.
Don't feel bad.
No, this is an interesting situation. Yeah. And I understand you treading lightly.
Lightly, because I want to be respectful.
But it's also an important thing. No, if you end up in a relationship with somebody. But according to Ahmad, he's not. So you're in the clear. Get married.
Okay. I'm going to be looking good every day.
Yeah, you're going to be a great beard.
No!
Oh my God. Can't Crush Carla next on B96.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.